good morning. It's time for today's No Sweat News. Gears you up for Godsmack tickets on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz, Dave.
Godsmack tickets Friday, around 7:15-ish is when we usually play that game.
That's right. That show is next Tuesday at the Beacon Theater. Tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Dateline Ohio for story number one, a strip club in Toledo called Scarlett's Cabaret.
Oh, I like it.
Has just put an ad on Facebook Marketplace.
Sounds classy. Scarlett's Cabaret. Sounds very classy.
Nothing like class when it comes to Toledo strip clubs.
Well, I'm just saying. The name sounds classy.
They have put an ad out on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. They have a free ad. See, they're refurbishing, Dave, and they want to know if anybody would like their old couches.
Hell no! A strip club couch?
Yep.
Yeah, I think if I sat on one of those things, I would get pregnant. And I don't believe I have ovaries.
I'm just worried about the STDs.
No, I know. There's a lot of problems with that.
If you're interested in the free couches, I mean, free is free, right, yeah. Gots?
I would rather take like a dip in like a toxic waste tank.
That's about it, right?
That diseased, parasite, crab-infested piece of furniture into my house.
Check out Scarlett's Cabaret rocking out of Toledo, Ohio.
Remember that comment I had about seeming classy? Yeah, I rescind that comment.
Anybody want a free couch?
Nope.
It'll deliver itself. Yeah. It gets up on its own legs that it grew.
I'm sure it does.
Hey, Dateline Belgium for this one. Now, I know for a fact that right now, the words, "Oh, I can beat that," will be muttered by a few gentlemen in the audience.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this.
And a few of the ladies listening will say, "Oh, I know a guy who can beat that."
Mm.
A new world record was just set by a guy in Belgium, Jimmy Dufresne, 48 years young, just set a world record for sitting on the toilet for 116 hours.
I could definitely beat that.
See?
I could beat that.
I told you.
116 hours, mm-hmm. That's like 5 days or something?
He sat on the toilet for 116 hours.
Actually, that is impressive. That's like 5 or 6 days the more I work it out.
Listen, when it comes to sitting on the toilet, I'm Michael freaking Jordan over here, okay, pal?
It depends on what you eat. If you have, like, now, some beans.
Here's what happened. Here are the rules.
Okay.
Tell me if you think he can beat this. Number one, it was not an actual toilet that was hooked up to plumbing. It was just connected to a wall in the middle of a bar in Belgium.
Okay.
Number two, his pants were not around his ankles. Okay, he had his shorts up.
Oh.
Number three, he was allowed to get up and walk for 5 minutes every hour, during which he could also use the bathroom. since it was not hooked up to plumbing.
They couldn't hook it up to plumbing for this poor son of a bitch.
The Guinness World Record people are reviewing the tape, and they will let us know if indeed he is the new world record setter for sitting on the toilet.
Well, it's ironic, because sometimes after drinking Guinness, I can sit on that thing for at least 12 to 16 straight hours.
And Dateline Michigan for our final story of the day. Cue the duty sound clip because we have a serial pooper on our hands.
Oh, no.
And whomever it is choosing the public pool in Macomb, Michigan to be their intended target.
Balding now!
Duty!
Town officials in Macomb, Michigan have had to close the pool down multiple times over the last few weeks, and now they are getting serious. They have installed video surveillance cameras to catch the person they think is defecating in the pool intentionally.
Well, that is disgusting. Not to mention it's bad for everyone.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't that create diseases? Fecal matter in water?
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like one of the worst things that can possibly happen.
To quote the note that was put at the front gate of the pool, at the present time, we are reviewing attendance logs and recorded video. Rest assured, we are following published guidelines to restore the pool to a safe and sanitary condition.
Yeah, if you're doing that, You are really a bad person.
I want the entire pool scrubbed, sterilized, and disinfected.
It's all right. It's just a candy bar.
And then he looks around for more. That's my favorite part. When Bill Murray looks around for more candy bars, that is my absolute favorite.
I mean, it is disgusting, though. Now, I've peed in a hot tub, be honest.
Of course.
Once or twice.
You ever taken a dump in a pool?
Never.
Me neither.
You know, I wonder if the guy who is crapping on that high school running track has moved to Michigan.
That's a possibility.
We should look into
that. The superintendent of Rumson or whatever school was.
Yeah. Yeah, Homedale or wherever.
Fairhaven, something right around there.
So there you go. Someone's taking a crap in the pool. Be very careful, my friends. Be very careful. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for Godsmack tickets on the quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.